It was a rather difficult time in the church. The one whom they had placed all of their hopes, Jesus, while they had seen him risen from the dead, they were still afraid. They hid. They were concerned for their own safety. And quite frankly, rightly so, because it wasn't an easy time to be a follower of the new way. And the area in which they lived was an area of great cultural mixing. And that didn't always go so well either. There were different languages spoken by people who came. It was a Jewish feast, so there would have been visitors that came to the temple. And in the midst of all of this, God does something remarkably new. The Holy Spirit, the breath of God, comes upon the apostles, and they are forever changed. They are no longer these frightened men who are worried about their lives. They're bold proclaimers of the gospel message. They are the ones who will begin to spread the faith by sharing it in dramatic and wonderful ways with people who had never even heard of Jesus, maybe had little or no familiarity even with the Jewish religion. But when they accepted Jesus, their lives were changed. We can learn something, though, I think, from the actions that accompany the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Firstly, we can learn something about God. God always meets us where we are at. It was not the case that there were translators to help everyone understand. Each person heard the Spirit speaking through the apostles in a language they could understand. Their lives were tremendously changed, and understandably, they probably heard other languages being spoken and could have concluded, you know, they're just drunk. They're speaking gibberish. We don't understand the language they're speaking. But they understood what was being spoken to them. In a way, this is an appropriate message for this period of time in the Archdiocese. One of the things about the Spirit is that it reminds us that our focus is always and should always be on the person of Jesus. Obviously, throughout the Archdiocese, there have been changes. A number of priests are moving to new assignments or retiring. People who got used to worshiping here or there will not be worshiping there in the place they were used to. There's a sadness that comes with this. But with these changes comes also an opportunity to surrender our lives to the Holy Spirit. You know, if we were to talk about a theme of the Acts of the Apostles, which was the book that we took the first reading from, we could say that the whole theme of the Acts of the Apostles has to do with surrender. There's just no resisting the power and action of the Holy Spirit. But we're agents of that Spirit. God does not simply force his way upon all kinds of people. No, he waits to be invited into our hearts, and in turn waits for us to invite others so that their hearts may be open to the presence and coming of Jesus. Such represents a major change for Catholics. We're not really used to the idea that we would need to be open to the Spirit in order to proclaim the good news. We're often bashful, I think. We don't always like to share our religious beliefs. We don't always feel compelled to ask someone questions related to their faith or their deeply held values. And especially that's true if we sense or know that people do not share our beliefs or values. But here, what Jesus says to the apostles in the Gospel of John: "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." That, in fact, is why when confirmation comes along, if we've received it, we receive it precisely to do this: to be strengthened to proclaim the good news to a world that is longing to hear something better. Look around at the way things are and ask yourself if we, in our faith, in our relationship with Jesus, don't have something really wonderful and tremendous to offer other people. Through the power of the Spirit, is it not the case that we can offer the peace that surpasses understanding in a relationship with Jesus? Is it the case that we can help our world heal some of the brokenness and divisions, that we can actually speak in ways that people are likely to understand if we find ourselves drawn to the sacraments of the church? The real challenge, I think, for the Archdiocese and for us is really to be open to that Spirit. It is also to recognize that decisions like the one that was announced yesterday by Archbishop Rozanski can never be about winners and losers. The Holy Spirit does not have winners and losers. There's pain that comes with change. There's pain that comes with new persons, new places, etc. But the reality is that with the Holy Spirit, it's not about winners and losers. It is, in fact, that if we surrender our lives to the Spirit, if we open our hearts to a relationship with Jesus, if we allow ourselves to be led more deeply to a significant relationship in the church, then we will be empowered to go forth, to hear Jesus send us, and to share the good news that makes us all winners.